On average, humans live about 80 years or 4,000 weeks. Life is short, and we often find ourselves with big goals but not enough time. You might feel the pressure to manage your time better. Time management techniques are popular, but they don't actually give you more time. They help you get more done or organize your day better. However, being more efficient can sometimes make you feel even busier, less in control, and more stressed or burned out. Even with increased productivity, more meetings, activities for children, and tasks, you might wish to spend your time on more meaningful things. You might want to address societal issues like climate change or political reform, engage with your community, spend quality time with your children, enjoy nature, or be with your aging parents. Time management and its limits. While time management can help you accomplish more, it doesn't change the fact that time is finite. Despite efforts to do more, you still face limitations from distractions, societal pressures, and social media. Instead of trying to cram more into your day, accept that time is fixed and focus on what truly matters to you. Completing tasks or responding to all emails won't create more time. Learn to work within your limited time and prioritize activities that are most important to you. The Industrial Revolution drastically altered how people view time. In medieval times, people worked from sunrise to sunset without feeling the need to do more or less than the day allowed. However, the 18th century brought industrialization and teamwork, leading to the need for organized productivity and efficiency. As a result, tasks were measured, and time became seen as a valuable resource to be maximized. This shift in perspective means you now feel pressure to use time wisely, either for immediate achievements or future goals, and you try to avoid wasting time. However, this can lead to feeling overwhelmed and controlled by time, making it hard to separate your self-worth from how you spend your time and to live in the present moment. Ultimately, managing time can reduce your enjoyment of it. Accept time limits. Accepting that your time is finite helps you approach it more logically. You may realize that doing more often doesn't lead to greater happiness or productivity, and it's essential to work within natural time constraints to create meaningful experiences. By choosing activities based on what your time allows, rather than external pressures or unrealistic expectations, you stop feeling like a failure and avoid the fear of missing out, FOMO. The never-ending inbox highlights the paradox of time management. As you efficiently clear your emails, you generate more, preventing you from ever feeling the satisfaction of an empty inbox. You'll always want to achieve more, visit more places, and attend more events than time permits. Every action has an opportunity cost, as choosing one activity means sacrificing another. Recognize these time limitations and focus on the work and leisure activities that matter most to you and fit within your time constraints. Understanding time's limits brings joy to the present. You might think having endless time would make you happier, but Swedish philosopher Martin Haglund suggests that limited time actually makes you cherish your experiences more. For instance, realizing you won't have every summer vacation with your entire family helps you appreciate the ones you do have. If you see your time on Earth as a gift, you might even find joy in simple tasks like emptying the dishwasher or waiting in line at the grocery store. To use your time wisely, try these strategies. Procrastinate. Decide which activities can wait. Neglect. Focus on what's important and ignore the rest. Limit. Recognize your limited ability to work and choose fewer projects for better focus. Settle. Understand that every action involves choosing between alternatives. Experience. Concentrate on the present moment and don't just think about future results. Distractions and the value of boredom. We live in a world filled with distractions, especially with social media designed to keep us scrolling. While some distractions are beneficial, like being able to hear a child's cry or enjoying a beautiful sunset, they often influence how we spend our time and what we consider important. Distractions are a part of human nature, but we often use them to avoid feeling bored. Although boredom might seem like a waste of time, it actually reminds us that time is limited. Embrace this discomfort and commit to using your time in more meaningful ways. Time differs from money, it's beyond our control. Time is different from money, you can't control it. Many people plan for future events hoping for a satisfying outcome, but this planning can prevent them from fully enjoying the present. Additionally, seeking certainty in the future can lead to unnecessary anxiety and disappointment. It's important to set goals and plan, but you should also manage your expectations and understand that you can't control everything. For example, raising children involves planning for their future, but it's also crucial to let them enjoy being kids. Similarly, when you focus too much on using your time well, you might miss out on enjoying the moment. Instead, recognize that you can only control the present and stop worrying about wasting it. Focusing on future fun can turn leisure time into a chore. Take a runner training for a 10-kilometer race who runs not for enjoyment but for future gain. Instead of seeing rest as a waste, view it as essential. The Sabbath once mandated rest, but today's world often neglects this. When you engage in an activity for its own sake, you find more joy and value in it. Lessons from simple pleasures. You don't have to be an expert to enjoy something. Hiking, for example, is about the journey, not rushing to finish or becoming a master. Activities like these teach patience and humility and relieve the pressure to always be productive. Impatient people overlook time's constraints. Today's world moves faster due to technology, increasing people's expectations and impatience. This is evident in the rise of road rage, the popularity of political soundbites, and a decline in reading for pleasure. Many believe that completing tasks quickly gives them more control and happiness. However, when you incorporate patience into your daily life, you actually free yourself from time constraints and allow yourself to enjoy the special moments that make your life meaningful. You become more observant and learn to appreciate the process of doing things. Here are some ways to add more patience to your life. Accept daily problems and challenges as key parts of a meaningful life. Break tasks into smaller steps instead of trying to finish a project all at once. Take your time to enjoy the process. Stay committed in your career to showcase your creativity. You could eliminate all distractions, especially other people, to gain control over your time. But this comes at the cost of social interaction and, ultimately, your happiness. Unlimited time is less appealing when you can't share your experiences with others. You gain emotionally when you give up some control of your time to sync with family and friends. It can be tough to align schedules in everyday life, but consider the value of putting human connections before digital activities and letting the rhythms of family and friends take precedence. Peace of mind arises by accepting time's finite nature. Trying to control your time means trying to master something untamable, the belief that achieving one thing will bring happiness and relaxation. In reality, once you reach your goals, you'll find more tasks waiting. You'll always have too much to do, but the amount of time you have remains the same. You need to make choices and accept that you can't control all future outcomes. The reward? You get to focus on what truly matters to you. To evaluate your relationship with time and its limits, ask yourself, do you avoid new activities because you fear discomfort, uncertainty, or disappointment? Do you set impossibly high standards for yourself? Do you live today as a journey to become the person you think you should be? Do you hesitate to start an activity if you don't feel like an expert? Would you approach something differently if you didn't need to see it completed? Viewing your worries or challenges from the perspective of human history can make them seem less significant, reminding you that the world continues to move forward. Think about the old world stonemasons who built cathedrals over several lifetimes. Many didn't see their projects finished, but they all contributed to a magnificent result. Challenge yourself to learn from this perspective and choose to live in the moment. Progress at your pace. No one path suits all. To appreciate daily life and your limitations, you must accept the limits of what you can achieve. Focus on what you can realistically do and finish ongoing projects before starting new ones. Let go of the need to succeed in every part of your life, but acknowledge your achievements. Find wonder and newness in everyday moments. Embrace uncertainty with curiosity. Most importantly, practice patience. Key points. Time management organizes your day, but doesn't create more time. Focus on meaningful activities, as time is limited. The Industrial Revolution changed how we view time, making us value efficiency. Accepting time limits helps prioritize important tasks and reduces stress. Strategies like procrastination, limit, and experience help use time wisely. Patience and living in the present moment enhance the enjoyment of time.